Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Dear Matt, I've written this reminder because even though I only told you 5 minutes before I left, I know you'll have definitely forgotten already.
That does sound like something I'd do. Hang on, forgotten what?
I'm running the latest Cat Noir episode through its final mastering process, but I've had to pop out. When the screen says 100% complete, I need you to upload the file so it's ready to stream. I'll be back as soon as I can. Whenever you forget what to do, please reread this note. Yours sincerely, Kev. Brackets, your comedy partner. Close brackets.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Where are we at? Oh, it's only on 96%. I've got ages left. I wonder if it'll go quicker if I tap the screen. 97% now. But I can't be sure if that was me or not.
Evening, Squire. Tapping the screen, are you? That seems very involved.
Tell me about it. This thing takes longer to count to 100 than I do. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Don't mind me, Chief. Just passing through.
You're just passing through Kev's lounge whilst he's not here?
That's right. Yeah.
On your way to where?
The kitchen. You see, I've had everything I want from his bedroom and bathroom, and now I'm going to empty his cupboards.
Oh. But won't Kev mind?
I imagine he's going to be furious, yeah. Especially when he sees what I've done to his bed.
Right. Who are you?
Shyster's the name, Bill Shyster, at your service. You might remember me from a wonderful little double episode called Honk's Kitchen.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Shame. It was incredibly well received, as I recall. All the reviews were about me, my performance, my delivery, and about how professional I remained under the hot pressure of a TV studio kitchen and pending police attendance.
So you're a returning character then?
Of course I am, Chief. Why not? Eduardo Spoons was apparently around for years, even though we only heard him in the one episode.
Oh yeah, Eduardo Spoons. I wonder what happened to him.
Don't worry. Bill Shyster's here now, baby. And I'm as honest as the day is round.
Are you?
That's right, Squire. Despite my surname, you absolutely can trust me. Because I'm definitely, definitely not going to scam you in any way whatsoever. You can have complete confidence in me at face value without any need for critical thought or criminal background checks.
Oh, great. That's really good to know. Nice to meet you, Bill.
Oh, that was easy. I thought it'd be a bit trickier than that.
What would?
Never mind, Chief. What are you up to?
I'm waiting for this thing to get to 100% so I can upload the podcast.
How terribly dull. Sounds to me like a man of your esteemed calibre should be doing something far more interesting than counting numbers and pressing buttons.
I quite agree. What do you have in mind?
Well, you seem like an intelligent, cultured, distinguished and classy gentleman.
People do say I'm classy.
Have you thought about buying some magic beans?
Yeah, all the time. Only Kev won't let me. He says they're all fake.
Not these ones, Squire. These are the genuine article. Humongous beanstalk guaranteed within minutes of planting. You're in luck, actually, because they've sold so well. This is the last bag I've got left.
Well, that is lucky. How much do you want for them?
How much you got?
Just this emergency £20 note Kev keeps by the computer in case anything terrible happens, costing up to £20.
Perfect, that'll do nicely. Here you go, Chief. One bag of magic beans. Only catch is, in order to expedite their growth rate, the recipient really ought to plant them within minutes of purchase.
Uh-huh. What does all that mean?
It means you need to plant them ASAP, Squire. Preferably now.
Yeah, but what about the episode? This thing's still only on 99%.
Don't worry about that, Chief. You can leave it to me.
Great. Thanks.
Just head outside, plant those beans. I've heard the best places right in the way of the back door.
Can do. Thanks again.
Right then, what's the screen say? 100%? Well, I don't think we need to worry about that episode. Delete. Now Bill Shyster's here. I'm sure we can find something far more interesting to talk about. Cue the music. No, not that music. That'll never do. If I've got my own show, I'm going to need my own jingle. Here we go. How about this?
Who'd have thought he'd get his own show? It's Bill Shyster.
Oh, that's much better. Good evening. You're listening to the BS Foundation, written by me, Bill Shyster. Now, you might be wondering why I've hijacked this empty lounge and podcast microphone. Well, that's easy. It's because I want to make some money from you. Interested? Then let me introduce you to the BS Foundation. Right, where's my advert? Oh, here we go.
Oh, woe and sadness. Oh, such bleak, bleak despair.
Why do you weep, gentle child of the street?
Oh, thank you for taking pity on me, kind stranger, whom I've definitely never met before, not once, not ever.
All right, don't milk it. Why are you crying?
I cry for the bleakness of futility, good sir. For the fragility of hopeless despair that seeks to permeate the human condition and threatens to break us all from within.
Look, I'm only paying you for an hour. Get to the point.
Oh, I cry, kind sir, because I live in a world filled with so many wondrous opportunities for my money that I know no longer where to spend it.
Bit quicker.
Well, every day I'm targeted by adverts, sir, for such fantastic things. Oh, laundry detergent, sir, butter, a new hat, a car, or shoes. I could even see Canada, sir.
Get to the point.
The point is, there are so many opportunities and material things available to me, sir, and yet I cannot afford them all. Where, oh, where do I spend my money? I weep for the hopelessness of knowing not what to do with my funds. Oh, what is to become of me, kind stranger, who has taken precious moments from his busy working day to speak with an average urchin such as myself?
Don't worry, I've got your answer right here.
Don't know where to spend your money? Tired of wasting your hard-earned funds on misspent opportunities that you'll later come to regret? Why not send all your cash to just one place and know that we'll spend it correctly for you? Right here at the BS Foundation, we know what is right to do with your money. Through just one simple direct debit transaction into our account, we take all the pressure off your shoulders of where to spend your funds by letting us spend your money on your behalf. That's right. You too can have satisfied peace of mind knowing your money has gone to the right place. You could even consider it an investment opportunity if you want to. We really don't care.
I'm Bill Shyster, and I'm looking forward to spending your money.
So join the BS Foundation today. We'll put your money in the right place.
Warning, we cannot guarantee you'll put your money in the right place. However, we can guarantee you'll never see it again.
The BS Foundation. Taking money from you.
That's right. I'm here tonight to take all the stress away from your financial decision making by offering to spend your money for you. So why not give me a call and see how much I can squander for you? I've taken the liberty of installing my number on all your phones. So just go to speed dial 7. It really is that easy. We could even call it a telephone if you like. I'm sure that's probably legal. Oh, look at this. The screen's lighting up already. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the BS Foundation. How much can I pledge for you?
Yes, good evening. This is Detective Inspector Shawshank of Scotland Yard, not in Scotland. I've been listening to the episode and I'm a bit concerned you're trying to extort money from members of the public.
It's not extortion when it's freely given, Chief. I've looked this up thoroughly.
But you can't expect people to just give you money.
Why not? Everyone else does it.
Yes, but not everyone sets up a podcast simply to extract a payment from the public.
I beg to differ, Squire. In fact, it's the very foundation of a streaming subscription model.
Perhaps you've got me there. But generally, you're supposed to offer something of value in return. Thoughts, insight, music, jokes, that sort of thing. You're just straight up asking people for money.
Cutting through the bells and the whistles, Chief. I can't play an instrument. I don't know any jokes. But I do know how to spend money. Your money. So you don't have to. How much do you want to pledge?
Look, I'm really not comfortable with this in any way, and I am going to be looking further into the BS Foundation. What did you say your name was again? Bill Shyster? Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
Well, sadly, it looks like we may have lost that call, listeners. But not to worry. Don't forget, if you'd just prefer to send me your money online, contact me. Bill Shyster, 69, at The Real BS Foundation. No, the proper one this time. At notreally.dot. Oh, look. Seems like we've got a second caller. Good evening and welcome to the BS Foundation. How much are you hoping to give me?
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
What a lovely accent you've got there. Do I detect a hint of Portuguese?
No, I don't believe there's any Portuguese in my family history.
I'm sure there is if you go back far enough.
Oh, well, perhaps I should take a second look.
Good idea. What's your name, Maureen?
Well, I'm Maureen Perkins. I work for Perkins, 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 Perkins.
Yeah, I think we get the idea. What degree of financial burden can I liberate from your shoulders, Maureen?
Well, I do like to pledge a little donation from time to time when I believe in the cause.
Of course you do, Maureen. Sounds like you have a tremendous heart.
Yes, but I don't fully understand this BS Foundation lark. I mean, what exactly would I be donating toward?
It's perfectly simple, Maureen. You give me your money, I spend it, you never see it again. It really is that straightforward. Try to think of us like a charity.
Yes, but charities do some amazing things with the money that they get.
I assure you, Chief, I'll have a tremendous time with your money too.
Yes, but I don't know who you are. I mean, when I usually donate something on a show I'm listening to, the host is someone I've seen before on the television. But I've never even heard of Bill Scheister.
What an absolute travesty, Maureen. I can only feel sorry for you.
Thank you.
Who have you heard of?
Well, I like it when the big screen actors speak out about causes they believe in, such as that delightful George Clooney.
I've worked with him.
Or the wonderful Olivia Colman.
And I've worked with her.
Oh, so you're an actor then, are you?
Sometimes, yeah. Why not? I was in all the hit movies.
Such as?
Die Hard.
Really? Who were you in Die Hard?
Brian Hard. I was looking for my brother, Sidney Dye.
Well, that's not quite how I remember the plot.
What about the Hunger Games, then? I was in that.
Were you? I know the Hunger Games series quite well. Which one were you?
Brian Hunger. I was looking for my brother, Sidney Games. I was a robot in that one.
In which film?
Part 11.
Oh, I didn't think they've quite reached number 11 yet.
Give it time. Listen, are you going to give me some money or not?
Well, Bill, I am prepared to donate £25.
About time. I mean, good for you, Maureen. I can assure you it'll be £25 you'll never have to worry about ever again.
So, how do I make a pledge?
It's very easy, Chief. Just log on to The Real BS Foundation, no, the proper one this time, at notreally.dot, and put your bank details in. I'll do the rest.
Hang on, Bill. I'm doing it now. Oh, here we are. I think I'm in. Is this a picture of you on the website?
That's right, yeah. Well, more or less. I mean, technically, it's Morgan Freeman. I just haven't asked permission yet.
I see. Well, I'm all logged in now.
Yep, I can see that on my screen too. Let's just get your donation processed. How much did we say?
£25.
Perfect, I'm putting that in now. £30.
No, I think I did say 25.
Yeah, well, it's £25 as a donation, isn't it? Then a £2 small admin surcharge plus free equals £30.
What's the extra three for?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be 30.
Right. I see.
Right, here we are. That's gone through now. Thank you so much, Maureen, for your £42 donation.
42? I thought we said 25, then 30.
Yeah, apologies for that, Chief. I was thinking about something else whilst I was typing the 30 in.
Well, whatever were you thinking about?
A dozen eggs.
Right. Is there anything else, then?
No. It's all been processed. You can just sleep easier tonight, knowing you don't have to worry about how to spend that £42 any longer.
Yes, but shouldn't I get some form of receipt?
Bye, Maureen. What a lovely woman. Look, an online donation of £5 million has come in anonymously from one Augustus Pennington Smythe. Never heard of him, but how nice. Thank you. I'll definitely be making good use of that money on your behalf. Right, let's take another call. Good evening, and welcome to all this complete and utter BS. How much money can I prevent you from worrying about today?
Yes, good evening. This is Detective Inspector Shawshank again.
Whoops, sorry. Seems I've lost that call as well. Don't know how that could have happened. Instead, why don't we go to my man live on the street. Squid Game, get your Squid Game here. Squid Game, nothing to lose.
I'm sorry, did you say Squid Game?
That's right, sir, nothing to lose.
Is it affiliated with a Netflix show of the same name?
Well, no, sir, I've never heard of it before.
You've never heard of Squid Game?
No, sir, I've never heard of Netflix.
But it's a hugely successful streaming platform showing popular films and television programmes such as Squid Game.
Ooh,
you live and learn, don't you, sir? What's it about then?
Well, as I recall, it's about a number of people competing for a large sum of money in a series of challenges, but if they lose, they die.
What? That is barbaric, sir. You won't find anything like that in my Squid Game stall.
Very well, then. What are you doing?
If you must know, sir, I'm out here today promoting the good word of the BS Foundation.
Never heard of it.
You're not alone, sir. In fact, there are some people who have heard of us, but still think the whole thing's just BS. But I can assure you, sir, it's very, very real.
I see. Though, what's this got to do with Squid Game?
Well, sir, my employer thought it might be a novel idea if I was to get word out on the street by playing a fun little game with the public.
And what are the rules?
Quite easy, sir. You just take this dice here, and if you roll a 1, 2 or 3, I'll give you the squid, sir. Absolutely free. Gratis. No charge.
That seems a little pointless, but out of interest, what would happen if I were to roll a 4, 5 or a 6?
Then I'd have to shoot you and steal your wallet, sir.
I beg your pardon?
I'm only joking, sir. Just having a little bit of fun. What of you describing the Netflix show Squid Game? And me out here playing with my squid and dice games in order to promote complete and utter BS for a fraudulent organisation.
So what does happen if I roll a 4, 5 or a 6?
Well, should you do that, sir, I would ask you to seriously consider making a voluntary donation to the BS Foundation. We could change what you do with your money today.
But I don't actually have to donate anything.
Not at all, sir. As I said, I'm just out here getting the word out. If you was to make a donation to our cause of your own accord, then that's just an additional perk, sir. No obligation.
So let me get this straight. Although you may pressure me to contribute financially towards your nonsensical organisation, I don't actually have anything to lose, though I could stand to gain a free squid.
You got it, sir. Do you fancy your chances?
Very well, all right, yes. Hand me your dice.
Here you go, sir. The best of luck to you. We're hoping for a 1, 2, or a 3.
Right then, here we go. There you are. So, what have I rolled?
A 4, sir.
I see. And what does that mean?
This. What rotten luck, sir? Right then, where's the wallet? Bill, back to you in the studio. Lovely. Just lovely. Always good to connect with the public. And while that interview was playing, I've received another £5 million donation from a man who wants to remain anonymous, but keeps calling himself Augustus Pennington Smythe. Well, I don't know about anyone else, but tonight it's shaping up to be quite profitable for old Bill. And for that, I want to thank you all. Now, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Give me more money.
Yeah, hi. This is Kev. Why is the front door locked and why is there a massive beanstalk in the back garden? I can't seem to reach the back door.
Whoops! Not sure what's happened to that call. I've lost him. Let's try one more time. You're through to Bill Shyster. I'm full of it.
Yes, this is Detective Inspector Shawshank here, calling once again from Scotland Yard, not in Scotland. We've received a significant number of complaints regarding this evening's episode, so I'm afraid I've had no alternative but to arrange a SWAT team to surround the property where this broadcast is transmitting from and blow everything within a half a mile radius to smithereens. Please stand by for imminent danger.
Oh, crumbs. What did I do to deserve this? Well, Bill, it's time to roll. I better make a hasty exit out of here. Well, that'll have to do. I'm not hanging around. Tonight's been far too profitable for that. You've been listening to me, Bill Shyster. That's the real Bill Shyster, presenting the BS Foundation. Written, produced, recorded and edited by me, Bill Shyster. Promotional material by Bill Shyster. Don't forget to leave a like, review and a subscribe wherever you heard me. And please, for the love of everything at the heart of the BS Foundation, don't forget to hashtag absolutely every single post with hashtag Bill Shyster. Right, I'm off. Bye. Helicopters?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.